Hi, it's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Hi there. I brought an alarm clock to show you today. Have you ever wondered what a clock looked like inside? Well, inside are lots of different wheels. See this one down here? Going. If you listen very carefully. Hear the tick. Okay, now when I move this, well, first of all, up here are the bells for the alarm, and this little thing goes back and forth and hits the bells when it's time. Now let's set the alarm for, what's that, 1 o'clock there. Pull that out. And make this go around to 1 o'clock and see if it'll ring. Nope. I must have set it for a little after 1 o'clock. Okay, now let's set it for something else. Let's set it for 8 o'clock. Can you see that dial there? Right there with all those numbers around it? That's how you set the alarm. And you pull that out. Wind it up. This winds up the alarm part here. And this winds up the other part of the clock here. This is the one that turns the hands around. Okay? Now, there's 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. 6 o'clock, coming toward 8 o'clock. 7 o'clock, see if it'll ring at 8 o'clock. There it is, 8 o'clock. And that reminds you to do things. Yeah, that's what an alarm clock's for. When it goes off, it reminds you to either get up or do something else. Oh, I wanted to show you this. This is sand. Just a little bit of sand. I got it from Mr. McFeely. Look, there's sand along there. I like that picture. Okay? Because people made clocks out of different things. A long time ago, they even made clocks out of sand. Yep. Just 2 paper cups. Put a hole in the bottom of one. We'll make a sand clock. Let's see here. Mr. McFeely's going to bring a lot more sand later for our sand table. What they did with a clock like this was just to count how long it took to go from here to here. Sand clock. Well, we can talk more about different clocks another time. Oh, look. I'll clean that up later, but you can really make nice designs. Look. Pretty? Caroline Leaf made a beautiful film in which she just had sand like this, and then she'd move the sand and take a picture of it. and then move it a little differently and take another picture, and move it like that and take another picture, and it looks like things are really moving. I'd like you to see that film, okay? Oh, that's the sand. What kind of designs would you make if you were making designs in the sand? That's kind of like make-believe, you know. Why don't we have some make-believe? We got the trolley. Okay. Here we come, trolley. Hey there, trolley. Trolley, there's that alarm clock over there. Just stay right here. You stay right there. Alarm clock's the same color as a trolley. Yeah, why don't we pretend that there's an alarm clock in the neighborhood of make-believe? All right? Okay, to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Trolley?
Hello there, trolley. Good old trolley going along his track, you know.
Right, sir.
Well, now, as I was saying...
Yes, you were saying.
I want a large alarm clock. Handyman, one with a very loud bell.
A large alarm clock with a very loud bell.
That's right.
I understand, Your Majesty.
Yes, and when you find it,
yes,
please set it for 13 1/2.
Set it for 13 1/2. Yes, sir.
Good. I want to make sure that everyone is here to watch that helpful television program. Farewell.
Yes, sir. Farewell. Yes, okay, King Friday. Oh, yes. Television program. Where am I going to find an alarm clock in the neighborhood of make-believe? Daniel Striped Tiger. He would know.
Is that you making the noise, truck? Is it? Oh, it's you, Handyman Magri.
Daniel, how are you?
I was playing with one of my favorite toys, this dump truck, and I thought when it started to make noise, it really was it.
Oh, I thought I'd just get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. You okay?
Well, I'm okay, but I do have a problem, Daniel, and maybe you can help me with it.
Well, I will if I can. What's the problem?
Well, Daniel, I need an alarm clock.
An alarm clock?
Mm-hmm.
What for?
Well, I need it so that I can let everybody in the neighborhood know when it's 13 1/2.
Oh, to come to the castle, you mean?
That's right, Daniel.
Oh, do we have to come and watch that program today?
I'm afraid so, Dan. You see, the king seems to be very set on it.
Well, I guess I'll be there. But I don't have a claw, Candyman.
You don't, Daniel?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I really thought you would. You know, I mean, living in a clock and all.
No, I don't really tell time a lot. I mean, not with numbers and all.
Oh? Well, what kind of time do you tell?
Well, I'll show you. Ask me what time it is.
Okay. Well, what time is it?
It's time to play with this truck, if you want to.
Oh, I see what you mean. Okay.
That's the time it is.
All right, I'm going to take it around this way, right?
Good. And then up the side.
Let's bring it up the big hill. Up. Oh, you have to put it in low gear, Daniel. There it goes.
Up it goes.
And down around. Easy does it. Down.
Oh, get away from it.
And back over. And there you are, Daniel. And you can take it on.
Very good. And I'll take it on to here. Ask me what time it is again.
Daniel. All right, what time is it now?
It's time for me to invite you inside for a snack. Would you like to come for a snack?
I really would like to come for a snack, but I still have to go and find an alarm clock, so I'm afraid I do have to leave now.
Oh, well, then I guess it's time for me to say goodbye to you.
So it is, Daniel. Thank you, and I'll see you later.
Okay, see you at the castle.
Bye,
Handyman.
Have fun with your truck.
I will.
Handyman Negri,
Hi. Welcome.
What brings you here?
Well, Elsie Jean, I need to borrow an alarm clock. Do you have one?
Oh, I'm sorry, Handyman. We platypuses don't use clocks.
Oh, you don't?
No, when we feel hungry, it's time to eat. And when we feel tired, it's time to sleep.
Oh, I see, Elsie Jean.
Oh, I believe my husband has one down at his doctor's office, but I know that he needs to have it there all the time.
Oh, well, I certainly wouldn't want to take that one. I'm sure he does need it there.
Well, you might try Lady Elaine at the museum go-round. She has one of just about everything.
Oh, Elsie Jean, that's a great idea. Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
And welcome to Lady Elaine's One of Everything Museum Go-Round. What can I do for you, Negri?
Well, I'll tell you. You can lend me an alarm clock.
Oh, an alarm clock. I've got a zillion of them. How many do you need?
Oh, I only need one of them, Lady Elaine, but it has to be a big one with a very loud bell on it.
All righty. Step right over here to my selectoscope, and we'll find what you need.
Oh, okay.
Right over here?
Right over here, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now look carefully in there and make your choice of alarm clocks.
Hold it. I mean, can you slow that down a little bit? How about running it through one more time, okay?
Oh, you mean more slowly?
Yeah, a little slower, please.
Okay, well, one more time, okay. A little slower with those clocks.
Right there, Lady Elaine. That's a very cute number right there. How about that one?
Oh, well, that's a dandy little model. And I'll have it for you in just a second. Hooey!
Oh, that's great. Lady Elaine, she's wonderful. She does have one of everything.
Oh, dropped it just a minute.
Okay.
Oh. It's a sturdy kind.
Oh, let's see. Is it all right? Oh. Yeah, it's still working.
Still ticking?
Still ticking.
Then it's all right. Okay, now what do you need it for, and how soon will you be bringing it back?
Well, you see, it's not for myself, Lady Elaine. It's for King Friday.
For Friday?
Yes.
What does Friday need an alarm clock for?
Well, he needs it so that he can let everyone know when it's 13 and a half.
You mean to come and watch that stupid television program?
I'm afraid that's so.
Not on your life, Buster. Give me this clock back.
No, wait a minute, Lady Elaine.
If he wants everybody to see that program, he's going to have to do it without my help.
Oh, Lady Elaine, wait a minute. I know how you feel. I really do. But I have to turn up there with an alarm clock. And couldn't you please just lend me this one for today? I mean, do it as a favor to me, okay?
Well, as a favor to you, okay. But my heart isn't in it.
I kind of know how you feel, Lady Elaine, but thank you very much. Goodbye. See you later.
Just a favor to you.
Well done, handyman Negri.
Oh, hey, Friday.
Well done.
Well, thank you very much, sir. It's all set to go off in time for everyone to be here for the program, Your Majesty.
Very good.
King Friday, sir.
Yes?
Are you sure you want to do this?
Sure? Well, of course I'm sure. Now, when they all get here, you turn on the television set and be certain that no one leaves until the program is over.
Well, King Friday, aren't you going to be here?
No, I have to attend to some royal affairs.
I see. Very well, Your Majesty.
Yes, a very busy day for me. Oh,
yes, sir.
It is. But you will see that no one leaves until that program is over.
I will, Your Majesty.
Very good for everyone.
Thank you, sir.
Handyman Negri.
Oh, coming, Gorney.
Yeah, thank you. Just wanted to ask you something. Do we still have to go to that TV show?
I'm afraid so, Corny.
Oh, but what about all the work I have to do here?
Well, I guess it'll just have to wait until after the program is over.
Oh, it sounds like a lot of nonsense to me.
I know what you mean, but it is time to go.
Oh, all right.
Oh, well, there you are.
I see you're all here, friends.
Well, yes, maybe we can just get it over with now.
Well, I think it's just about time, Corny. Oh, there it is.
Oh, good.
Okay, we'll turn on the program.
That friendly program.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as we spoke of yesterday, our friend, the stock market, there are many different types of ways of realizing income from your investments in stocks and bonds. There are, for example, dividends. Well, what are dividends?
Hey, you know what? I don't see Friday here. Where's Friday? How's come he's not here?
Why, he's not here, is he? He's not here anywhere.
I think he had some very important business to attend to.
Well, I just saw him a minute or two ago. He was playing the bass violin.
He was playing the bass violin?
So that's his important business,
Well, I can't say I blame him. I mean, I'd rather be making rockets than doing this.
And I'd rather be tending my patients, I would.
And I'd rather be doing just about anything, I'll tell you.
Well, maybe if we watch the show today, then tomorrow we can take care of our own business.
I don't think so, Handyman Negri.
You don't? Why don't you?
Well, Friday said he thought that this would be good for everyone, so they should watch it every single day from now on.
Every day?
Well, what would happen to my factory?
Well, I could not possibly come every day. I just couldn't come.
If Friday doesn't have to watch, then neither do we.
Maybe we could give him a graceful opportunity to change his mind.
Aye, that would be a decent thing to do.
Well, what would you suggest?
Well, we just might point out to him how nice it would be to have everything in the neighborhood running smoothly again.
Like my rocket factory making rocking chairs.
and my museum go-round being able to plan some displays.
And my taking care of my patients.
That's a very good idea.
Well, perhaps I'd be the best one to talk to him.
I think you would, Queen Sarah.
Well, I'll go talk to him now, and I'll be right back.
Ah, we have talked about common stocks and preferred stocks on Our Friend the Stock Market. We have also talked and explained about bonds.
Now, many people say...
What did he say?
Hi, did it work?
I'm sorry, but he won't change his mind. He says everybody must be here again tomorrow. Well, if he thinks I'm going to waste the rest of my life watching this stuff, he's got another think coming.
But Lady Elaine, what can you do about it?
Maybe I can't do anything, but we all can together.
Well, just what do you have in mind?
Come to the museum ground at 12 and a half tomorrow before this television thing, and we'll make plans then.
12 and a half at the museum go-round?
That's right.
Should we bring anything?
Just yourselves. I hope you'll help us, dearie. This time I think the king has gone too far. Well, my husband has a mind of his own, but I'll do what I can. Remember, everybody, 12 and a half tomorrow at the museum go-round.
Charlie, 12 and a half. Okay, Charlie. King Friday set the time, but he wasn't even there to watch that program. That's not this alarm clock. Oh, it must be the telephone. Hello? Yes, Mr. McFeely. Oh, all right, fine. Good. I'll be waiting out there for you. Yeah, in the back. Okay, bye-bye. It's Mr. McFeely. He said that Mrs. McFeely and he both would be coming to help me with the sand table. Come along. I'll show you what it's all about. Right out here. Now, you remember my workbench. Well, we fixed it so that we can put a sand table under here. See? See here? It'll fit, oh, probably down to here. Mr. McFeely and I discussed this, and it's going to be made out of wood. Oh, hi, Mrs. McFeely.
Made out of wood?
Made out of wood. Can I help you?
It's a little bit heavy. Not too heavy.
Let's see if it fits in. Mr. McFeely got the specification. It does. Fits perfectly. See? Now we can put the sand right in here, and then when we're not using it, close it up.
Hardly tell it was there.
Right. Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely.
One load of sand.
Yes,
for
sir.
A sand table.
It fits right in.
Right in there. Oh, it's fine. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, it's a good fit. Oh, I tell you what, I need a shovel.
Oh, I have a shovel.
All righty. Yep.
Is it hard to bring it, David?
Not too bad. We'll just
put a wheelbarrow.
One shovel. Here's the first shovel of sand in the new sand table.
Carry on.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
It feels good.
It does feel.
I like the feelings of things. The feelings of wood, the feelings of sand.
Different, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Sure are. Pretty much.
It's filling up there?
It sure is.
A few more shovelfuls.
I don't think we'll need all that you brought.
Well, I'll just take it back.
Okay.
Let's see.
One more should do it, don't you think?
There you go.
Oh,
come feel the sand, David.
All righty, be right around.
They were nice.
It's raining sand here.
Have a little sand rain.
This reminds me of my days at the seashore when I was a little boy.
Oh, boy. Here, David.
Just pass it on.
Pass it right through there.
Oh, it feels good when it goes into your hands.
It's very fine sand.
Designs with it? Like a field that's being plowed.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I've never had so much fun with one delivery before.
I think I have either. That's nice.
Well, David.
Oh.
Can I help you take the sand back?
Better be on our way, dear. Be on our way.
Wait one second. Now, just want to ask you something. Would you believe that there is a sandbox under there?
Why, yes, I would.
Oh, you want to see it? There it is.
There's sand.
Pull this in here like this.
Bye, sand.
We're all set.
Come back, huh?
Well, I'm sure we'll have many enjoyable days with your sand table here.
Sure will.
There you go. Well, dear, we're getting on our way here. I'll just... Oh, here's your shovel, Mr. Rogers.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Well, Miss Speedy, do
thanks, Mrs. McFeely.
Good day. Here
good
we go.
Day. Good day
bye-bye.
To you. We'll have more time with this another day. I'll clean up this sand. I think I'll just take it on home. We'll have time to do more things tomorrow. You and I. Okay? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. I'll be back tomorrow because I like to visit with you. Just the way you are, I like you. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
People who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.